Right now, somewhere out in the world is a paragraph, chapter, or book that would change your life forever if you read it. I call this kind of information breakthrough knowledge. And mastering the ability to find breakthrough knowledge in our era of information overload is one of the most important skills we can develop. Michael Simmons. Good morning, Earthlings, humans, people, everyone out there listening to the sound of my voice at this particular time. Hello and good morning or good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world or whenever you listen to this. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. This is where I share my thoughts, my experiences, things that I've seen along my journey. I share these things because they may have been things in the road that I hit, you know, like roadkill, potholes, cows, whatever. I'm sharing these things in an effort to help you avoid those things along your journey or see them from a distance. So this week we've been talking about taking action. And, you know, there's a lot of talk around resolutions and planning because of the new year. And a lot of the times that those plans just stay on a piece of paper and there's no action given to those plans. So we've been talking about planning this week. Real quick, pardon me for my voice. I don't normally sound like this, but been battling a cold over the holidays. I am getting better. I can recognize my own voice now, but it's still a little deep, so just a sidebar. But back to the subject at hand, taking action. Like I said, a lot of the times we have a plan. It may be a solid plan at the beginning of the year, but then that plan, you know, never sees the light of day. It stays on a piece of paper, or sometimes it even stays in our head. Sometimes we don't even communicate it out loud. We don't put it on paper. It's just something that we want to do, right? Or we feel like we need to do, or we know we need to do. So, so that's what we've been talking about this week. Today, I ran over across an article on this platform that I frequent called Medium. There is an actual app for it as well, but it's a great platform where you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, maybe published authors and speakers and, you know, all kinds of creatives. There's all different types of genres listed. Then there's just, you know, just people that want to share their experience that have articles. You know, so it's one of those things, kind of like, you know, the podcast platforms, but this is, you know, tons of different articles and, you know, short, long, and they tell you how long it's going to be. But this particular article I ran across was from a guy that I follow. His name is Michael Simmons. The title of the article was "While Everyone Is Distracted by Social Media, Successful People Double Down on an Underrated Skill." And that quote that you heard at the beginning of this podcast was from that article, and it was one of the things that really stood out to me when reading this article, because it's something that, as I look back, has definitely helped me, especially along the last within the last, you know, 3-4 years. I've become more aware of it, but even before that, you know, 2011, 2012, I began to put these things. I can look back and say, man, I was actually putting that into practice. But here recently, I've become aware of it and been more intentional. I haven't been as intentional as I want to be with as far as what he calls breakthrough knowledge or seeking out breakthrough knowledge. But I am intentional. You know, I have gotten better over time. And so that's something I want to share with you guys, because the breakthrough knowledge that he's talking about, and like you said, it could be a paragraph, chapter, it could be a whole book. But there are some things out there that can, you know, change the course of your life in a good way, in a really good way. And it's something that, you know, definitely happened to me. So, you know, like he said, there's an overload of information out there. You know, like I said about Medium, there's tons of articles there. But if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't have that in your mind already, if you're not being intentional about that, you can fall into this rabbit hole of just, you know, not even reading anything. So you might just be scrolling through and just like, man, oh, that title sounds good, that title sounds good, and never get the information that you need, because you don't even know what you need, right? So the first step is to become aware of what it is you're searching for, where you're trying to go, and then, you know, reverse engineer that thing and basically seek out the information that will help you along that journey to get to that goal. So be deliberate and be intentional with what you are consuming. Like I said, I haven't perfected this by any means, but I'm in progress. I'm getting better, right? And I talk about that some, and I've mentioned that online some, to where progress, in my mind and a lot of people that I know, progress is a lot better than this perfect idea that we have of something. Like, we're not gonna achieve perfection, right? Nobody's perfect walking this earth, but the goal is to be progressing towards that goal or that thing that you have in mind, to continue to move forward, to look ahead and move forward and take the steps necessary to improve and to progress. So be deliberate about the information that you're consuming, because it will help you to either progress, or you're going to take steps backwards, right? Or you'll just be at a standstill scrolling for 20 minutes and not finding anything. The thing that really jumped out of me about the, you know, I told you that the quote that I said at the beginning, or the statement there, stood out to me in the article. But within that actual statement there's something that jumped out to me as well. And it's the fact that he said, I'm sorry, it's not in that. It was actually in, there's another quote that I didn't read. It's not at the beginning of the podcast, but Michael Simmons says, within the article, before he consumes, you know, an article or a book or whatever, he really asks himself this question. He says, does this have the potential to fundamentally change my life? And excuse me, pardon me. He says, does this have the potential to fundamentally change my life? And something that stuck out to me within that one sentence was fundamentally, like fundamental, the basis, the foundation. Like, we're talking about foundational things that you build on, right? Things that you can build on. This thing that I'm consuming right now, that I'm reading, this podcast I'm listening to, whatever it is, you know, I hope that this podcast, I hope this is found fundamentally something that will fundamentally change your life. I hope that it's something that you can build on, right? I hope that you are getting things from this podcast that will set you into motion on your journey and create this, clear path for you to where you can get to your destination faster. And so fundamentally is very important, because there's a lot of things out there that are good, right? There's things that are good. They might not change your life. And he mentioned in an article too, sometimes we get caught up in this cycle to where, yeah, we know what we want to hear, or we know what we want to read to help us to progress. But sometimes we get stuck in a cycle where we're basically reading the same thing over and over again from different authors, or we're listening to the same message over and over again from different people. And that's not to say that you can't read the same book over and over again or listen to the same message, because I do that. I have one particular message from Earl Nightingale that I've been listening to, and I plan to listen to every day for the rest of this year. So it's not to say that, but it's just when you never step outside of that particular cycle to latch on to, some other information that could help you even more, right? If you don't go outside of that, that particular cycle, you may get stuck, right? You might get stuck to where, you know this particular thing, and it's almost like you fall into this trap to where you think the listening to this or reading this is the work. That's not the work, right? That's a step, right? You're taking action, but that information is supposed to propel you, or supposed to lead you to take action and to do something, right? And so that's the fundamental change. When something fundamentally changes your life, you know, action begins to change, right? You start to do things different. Like when I begin to read more and more information about, the science of food and just the effects of certain foods on the body, I begin to take, the more I gain that information, not right at the beginning, but the more I gain information, it pushed me to action. And I wasn't reading the same thing. I wasn't consuming the same particular thing over and over. I was in and around that particular topic. I was looking for, other tidbits of information. And it was, I wasn't as intentional. Again, I'm trying to get better at that as far as being deliberate and intentional in what I'm consuming. Some of it, there's tons of videos on YouTube. There's tons of books. Some of it is just fluff, man. And some of it is just a repeat of what you've already read or what you already know. But there's some things out there that will change the way you see it. And you begin to take action. You begin to, like, I begin to change the way I eat. And last year, I was an athlete my whole life. And for about 3 or 4 years, I had a 3 or 4 year run where I gained a lot of weight. I had never been as heavy as I was. I wasn't like obese, or I guess by scientific terms, I was obese, but I wasn't. Some people would think that I was just lifting weights, or I was, oh man, you bulked up. But I knew what was really going on underneath them clothes. Like, I knew that it wasn't where I wanted to be. And when I started over that 3 or 4 years, or towards the end of the 3 or 4 years, I began to really pay attention to that information. And then, last year around October, people were like, why do you do this over the holidays, going into the holidays? I was like, man, I'm just, I'm eating a plant-based. I had been vegetarian before, like for 5 years, but I wasn't paying attention to the science of what you eat. It's just my whole mindset was, don't eat meat, right? So it was, everything else is a go. honey buns, whatever, that's a go. But this time around, I was like, okay, what's the best way to do this? Like, what's the plant-based way, the natural way to do this? And I got the information I needed. I put that into action, and man, I lost like 40 pounds, a little over 40 pounds, and felt amazing. Now I'm to the point now where I can incorporate, I went just straight plant-based, but then I started incorporating some fish and this and that, and now I'm trying to figure out what's the best, scientifically and just for my body and what I do, how I train, what's the best way for me to eat, you know what I'm saying? And so anyway, I gained that information. It pushed me to go into action. Like, it pushed me. There was some information that didn't. It was just fluff. But the the information that fundamentally changed my life when I read it, it pushed me to action. So keyword is fundamental there. You'll see the fruit if it fundamentally changes your life. So be intentional about the information, about the content that you consume. In 2003, I released a song called Garbage. You will not be able to find it on any of the streaming platforms. From the songs that I made at that time, it probably was the best song, and it was the song that when I performed it, people really got into it because of what I was saying, and also just the hook was pretty clever, if I say so myself. But that song came from a conversation I had with my college coach when I was teaching camp one summer. I was a freshman. It was going into my, going into my freshman year. So it was over that summer. I was a camp counselor or whatever. And, you know, I was straight from Houston, Texas, straight from South Park. So all my music at the time was like straight Cash Money Records, No Limit Records, yada, yada, yada. You know, whatever was out, I had it. And I had tons of CDs. And, you know, I said some foul stuff to this kid one time. And I mean, when I say foul, I mean like really, really foul. Like, and it broke him down. You know, he was being like extremely crazy at like 1 a.m. in the morning in the dorm room. But I said something extremely foul to him. Like, you know, I was in the office with my coach the next day with the kid and his parents because he, you know, it just broke him down because he really looked up to me. And on top of that, just the language I used. And my coach had this conversation with me and was like, he asked me what I was listening to. And, you know, at the time, you know, I wanted to be a Christian, but I didn't have a lot of good influence around me at the time. And so I was at this Christian school. So I knew what it was, but I didn't know how to get there. And he told me that that was an important piece to the puzzle. And so, you know, I gave him all my CDs. Granted, you know, less than a year later, I had all of them back because I went and bought, knowing my cousin had them. But that information never left me, right? He said, if you put garbage in, garbage is going to come out. And, you know, the content that you consume, you will see the fruit of it. And to this day, whenever I get upset about something, or whenever something where I'm just out of character, I'm just out of pocket about something, maybe, doesn't happen very often. But when it does, I can see the trail, right? I can see where I've fell asleep at the wheel, and I may have consumed something content wise that didn't feed me. It might have just been junk food. I might just be consuming on YouTube. If I fell into the rabbit hole, you know what I'm saying? Or music wise, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's always been something, because I love music, and I don't really listen to a lot of music as much as I used to. But at one time it was like, you know, everything that came out, I would listen to no matter what. And it's like not being intentional. And that, you know, I think that affects everybody. If some people would say that it doesn't, I know that it does affect me, especially, you know, being from where I'm from and the environment I came up in the truths that were, or the things that were given to me as being true, that shaped me. And I'm still reversing a lot of those old thoughts. So to hear something reaffirming those old thoughts, that's bad for me. You know what I'm saying? So, he said garbage in, garbage out. And I made a song about it years later, and you know, it still rings true to this day, that what you're consuming, you know, will bear fruit. And you got to be intentional, because, you know, it's not as cut and dry as one may seem, think it is. And back then, when my coach told me that, I thought it was cut and dry. I thought it was black and white. I thought it was just hand on my CDs and stay away from everything. You know, I thought it was as easy as that, but it's not as easy as that, right? Because information comes in all shapes and sizes, all, you know, like I said, it's information overload, but you can find good information or take something good from a lot of things that you may not think you can. So just be looking for that, seeking that, and I guarantee if you're seeking that, you will find it. You will find it. If you're looking for that breakthrough knowledge, that information, you will find it. I hope that you're getting it here on this podcast. I hope that you tell people about this podcast. I hope that you subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're on. Please leave a review. That helps. If you're on Apple, please leave a review. It could be real short, you know, but let people know about this podcast. Subscribe, share, rate it, and leave a review. You can follow me online at DreMurray22. That's, you know, pretty much everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, I post a lot of this content there as well. You know, I'm also an artist, a hip hop artist. And so, you know, you can look for me on Spotify. You can look for me on Apple Music, Tidal, wherever there's music there. I'm working on a new project now, a few new projects, actually. And so I dropped a song at the beginning of this week with KJ52, another artist, hip hop artist is out of Florida. And Poetics, a producer out of Nashville, we teamed up to drop a song. And I'm working on some solo stuff that I'll be dropping very, very soon. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the content. Hit me up on social media platforms, let me know what you think, and I hope that you guys are taking action. God bless. Peace.